Everybody, welcome to week number 9 here of the Coaches Shows with Nemaha Central, the boys head coach, John Thomas. This locker room chat here brought to you by Life Care Center and Haug Seed. And head coach, what can you tell me about your last two games here? Last Friday, you took on Silver Lake. You won 57-53. And then you took on St. Mary's just last night, a team that you beat earlier on this season. But here you fought the 60-44 loss.
Yeah, last Friday against Silver Lake, it was an extremely entertaining ball game. Both teams played really well. A battle on both ends of the floor. And, we actually had built a 11-12 point lead in the, actually maybe it was 13 towards the end of the third quarter. Started the fourth quarter with 11 point lead and it got down to 2. So, I would have liked to have seen us, defensively a little bit better, but, in that fourth quarter, but, we still came out on top. So that was good for us. The experience was good for us to have to battle the way we had to battle. And then, Tuesday, we struggled with scoring. We struggled to, really commit to our offense and run it like it needs to be ran. And defensively, we got ourselves in foul trouble really in the second half had a lot of trouble defending their threes and gave up way too many of those.
Going over some of your scores here, Colby Free, he had 14 points against Silver Lake. Caden Peterson, he had 13 points. Caleb Schmelzley, 12 points. Evan Overding, he had 11 points in that game. Carter Heike, he led the scoring there against St. Mary's with 11 points. And then Caden Peterson and then Caleb Schmelzley, they both had 8 points in that game with St. Mary's. And Caleb Schmelzley, he's a young sophomore kind of coming here with his team and getting more starts here of recently. What can you kind of tell me about him and as the rest of this team, as this season's kind of wrapping up and coming to an end here with just a couple games left on the weeks?
Oh, Caleb puts a lot of time into basketball. I mean, he's got a ball in his hand every single day, practically. And off season, he's working his tail off to get better. And he loves the game. And it's taken a little bit of time for him to maybe get comfortable with our offense, comfortable with his teammates. But he's been starting for us all year, and he's gotten to the point now where he's an offensive threat for us, and we've kind of been waiting on that to happen, and we think it's happening now, and that's a great thing for us, considering we have three other pretty consistent scorers, and get him going as well, and that'll be good for us as we keep going on.
Upcoming here, next two games, Riley County on Friday, then next up, Opie. What can you tell me about your next two opponents?
Riley County's lost several close ball games. Silver Lake just beat them by 6 Tuesday before we played Silver Lake. So we know it's going to be a battle. It's going to be at their place. So we know that they're going to be very good on their home floor. And I know they can shoot the ball a little bit. And then Opie, just a traditional power in 1A. So we know that that's going to be a huge challenge as well.
Well, Coach, thank you as always for joining us. This locker room chat here brought to you by Life Care Center and Haug Sieg, the Nemaha Central Boys head coach, John Thomas, joining us as always in week number 9. Coach, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.